breath in. Deep breath out.
I really struggle with the deep breath out.
It takes
it out of you, eh?
Okay.
Welcome,
everybody. Imagine if you and I had an ASMR. No, but some people, I've been listening to the Psychology of Your 20s podcast, mm-hmm. which a few people have been posting about. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? It's pretty spot on relevant to me, so I should just give it a crack. Mm. And her voice, she's got an Australian accent, but her voice is like angelic. Mm. Like she's like, hello. You know, like, welcome back. Mm. And it's okay to feel like that. And I'm like, oh.
Wow.
Like, I just feel like I'm getting a hug.
Yeah.
And I can be really sure of one thing. My voice is
we
not.
We are a couple of bogans.
Yeah. Our voices on this podcast are not giving the same effect. I don't think one person's ever felt like they're getting a hug from listening
More
to
like
us.
More like a bash in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you get that, eh?
You do.
A couple of bogans. Anyway, Dil. Hi.
Should we see how we are first? You know, let's do a how are we. Let's check in. Yeah, let's check in on our how order.
Oh my God.
Sorry, it's rubbing my boobies
there. Stroke your breast. How are you, Dil?
I'm really good, actually, I think. I didn't go out on the weekend on Saturday night, and lately I've been going out, like, every single weekend, and it's a lot of money, and also I'm really hating Mondays, and I get set up badly for the week, and it was so nice this weekend to not do that, and then Monday I just didn't hate my life.
You sprung out of bed.
I did. Like, I didn't spring out, but, like, once I had my coffee, I was, and...
No bad thoughts going through the head.
No, I wasn't thinking, like, I can't do this life anymore. I was just sort of like, you're fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like that was really nice. A really nice start to the week and quite refreshing. Mm. Oh, so I've actually picked up. You'd never hear me say this.
You wee.
I've actually picked up a Sunday shift every week for the next month.
You are pulling on my tit. Are you?
Am I 16 again? Potentially.
Wow.
I'm also a student.
Hey, I'm not looking at you bad.
And I've made it, this is me, like, I'm like,
reassuring
making
yourself.
It. Yeah, what's the word starting with V? Not validating, but like, oh, I don't know. Anyway, I'm just, no, there's a freaking word.
Validating velocity.
When you make sense of something, you're saying it to... Maybe it is validating. Yeah, anyway, I'm saying it to make myself feel better about it. So, I am a student, and I have been one for 3 years, and I've been very, 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 very lucky to not have to work in hospitality or retail or anything like that.
Yeah.
For this whole time, I've been in, like, a random job that allows me to do weekdays or whatever, when it suits me. So, because I'm just not a hospitality chick, you know?
Nah.
So, I've been very, very grateful for that. But the time has come, and no weekends, because I just say I can't work weekends, and it's just, like, all breezy.
You're busy.
I'm busy going out of town. Yep. So, but now I'm going to Perth soon, and it's just, you know, I'm looking at my bank account.
Nothing's adding up.
And nothing's, like, making sense.
Mm.
And so I'm thinking...
You've got 5 accounts. They've all got 0.
Oh, they're all 0. My KiwiSaver's going hard, but, like...
Can you touch it? No.
No.
How rude. Side note.
Imagine.
Fucking rude.
Imagine if I got my KiwiSaver out for Perth. Anyway, so I thought, at least make some sacrifices for once in your life and pick up some more shifts. So I'm working Sundays for the next month, but it's Sunday arvo starting at 3.
Oh, perfect. Still, like, time to go out.
You can. I'm going to have to just suck it up. If I'm still hungover by 3 or whatever at 3, I'm going to have to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I think in turn it'll encourage me to have more chill,
wholesome weekends.
Saturdays. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what I have found that's really helped my hangover process?
Please, tell
me. Everyone's different. Everyone handles their hangovers
differently. Also, you are a trooper and I am not.
I've got to hold myself accountable here.
Yeah.
No, that's not the word.
You've got to tap your own... Pat yourself on the back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, just
how many sayings?
What, can't you just... You've got to pat yourself on the back.
Yeah. I am a legend and a weapon when it comes to having a hangover. I just dust that shit off and get up and start my day.
Okay. Well, that's really awesome.
No, what I... my little secret is just get up and just go outside. Just go for a walk. I know it's hard. I know it's hard, but staying in bed is a hole. You just get swallowed up by your bed. Hey,
I'm hearing you. I'm all ears.
You just have to get up.
Grace, sometimes there are hangovers where you can't even roll over.
I have seen you in your darkest
and days. Pick up your phone.
I do know that.
Like, feeling. I can't even... like, if my phone's dead, I can't even bring myself to roll over and find the charger just to plug it in. I can't get a water when I know it's all I need.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? I get that. Sometimes there are days where you can get up and go for a walk. You've got to go to a family event or you've got to...
Yeah.
You get up and you do it and you're definitely better off for it. I know that feeling where you're just like, oh, you know, I had to get up today and I charged on. I'm battling a little bit, but I'm okay. I look a bit ugly, but I'm okay.
Yeah.
But some days, Grace, 90% of the time, that ain't me.
Yeah, no, no. And I do, sometimes I do get a hangover from hell. Trust me. But yeah, anyway, words of wisdom from Auntie Grace. Take it or leave it.
Well, I'm going to have to do that on Sundays. I'm going to have to get up and
so
that work doesn't seem so bad.
That's it.
But anyway, so think of me when you are cozy at home on a Sunday night or ready for your week,
because
I'll be at work till 11 p.m.
Mm. I mean, I can't really say much because I'm going to be starting to work all weekend. So, you know, shift work. Mm. So I can't really be like...
Totally.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be in the air. Think of me in the air.
You will be. Oh, my God. But you're going to be travelling around, so...
Yeah, I'm just going to be here.
It's not
going
to be all that bad, you know?
I'll be skanking around the country.
God. Hopefully New Zealand doesn't listen to this.
All right.
Okay, so I'm good. Thank you so much for asking.
Thank the Lord for that.
Tell me how you are.
I am... It's my last week of work.
Frick, Grace. I'm sorry.
No. Hey, no.
I knew it was coming up and the weeks have just gone by so quick.
Yeah.
I've been so caught up, you know?
No.
With my hangovers.
Yeah. No, it's my last week of work and I'm feeling a little bit sad because it's my last week of work in ECE for a while. So...
Hey, it's the end of an era.
Hey. Yeah. I'm putting a pause on the era, you know? I will come back to it.
Yeah.
I'd be thinking.
You're qualified in that era.
Oh, yeah.
So you can go back.
Yeah, I can just nip on back when I want.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling excited, but I'm feeling very, very sad.
Yeah.
And very anxious as I start my new journey on Monday.
Wow.
Wow.
Honestly.
Wow.
Guys, it's just crazy.
Mm.
Like, it might not seem like it for you guys at home, like, cool, changing jobs.
Mm.
People do this. But... It actually is a big deal when you've gone from like studying something and that being your degree, you know, you become registered, you put your passion and your life into it, and it's stability, you know, and then to just change to something so frickin' opposite. Well, you know, something so different.
So different.
You see, early childhood to air hostessing.
You couldn't get much different if you tried.
Exactly. Much different.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's big.
It is. I'm just feeling a bit anxious because I'm going to go to like a school environment for the next 4 weeks. Me and school don't get along, you know?
But don't forget, you've got a degree.
I do.
So like, you never thought you would have got one and you got one. So you'll be fine.
Yeah. No, I will be fine. And like, you know, that first day, like walking into a classroom and you got some peers looking at you.
Yeah.
And you've got to be like, my name's Grace.
Where do I sit? You're like, sussing people
who
out.
Who wants me? You know, we're all ages.
Mm-hmm.
We're, you know, male, females, you know.
So everyone's there.
Everyone's here. We have to take something on the first day. Thank God I read this email because I've been a little bit slack on reading emails. Thank God I read this one because it said bring something significant to you so you can share with the class. Is how we're going to get to know each
that
other.
That is my life at uni. We have to do that shit like every week.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm looking around my room and I'm going, what am I going to take?
Okay, let's have a quick...
Am I going to take my dog?
Kōrero.
I probably can't.
That would be cool.
Oh, I know.
Do you have a picture printed out of her?
No.
You could take up that bottle of bubbles over there. Because that pretty much is you in a...
This is me to a T.
In an item.
Yeah.
You could...
I mean...
Take your degree. And be like, get your certificate.
Imagine. Yeah, so look, I'll come up with something.
Do you have a special box of memories?
I do.
Is there something in there that you're like, you know, I don't know.
It's more like ex-boyfriend's cards. Imagine.
Dear Grace, I wish things could be different.
I'm like, oh my god.
Last night with you was magical. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's more like that's kind of my box of vibes, you know? The ball flower, you know, flowers. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, look, I'll come up with something, but, you know, this is what my first day is going to be. And this gives me the shits. Standing up, hello, my name's Grace. I'm 25, and this is my thing.
The thing is, you just don't go first. Oops. You just don't go first. You listen and you gauge the mood, the vibe, how much people are talking.
Oh, well, yeah.
And you just, honestly, if one thing you're good at, Grace, is talking.
Oh, thank God.
Like, in any situation, you can talk.
I can bring something to the table.
So don't you dare doubt yourself.
Can I bring you?
Seriously though. You should bring the microphone and be like, I've got a podcast.
Swing it around.
This is my, you know, yeah. This is my thing.
Yeah. No, so anyway, so that's me. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm feeling a bit sad. I'm feeling happy. I'm feeling anxious.
Sounds like a roller coaster of emotions to me.
It really is. You don't want to be in this head right now. Might need to book you in for a session.
Oh my god. Yeah, well, that shit ain't for free around here, so you're going to have to pay me.
What?
Okay, well, right. I'm glad to hear that you're good, and it's a busy, crazy week for you, darling. Yes. And next week, I reckon, maybe not this time next week, but, like, Friday next week, you'll be, like, feeling settled.
Yeah, I hope so.
Used to the environment, used to the drive, used to the peeps.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started on the drive. I'm going from a 10-minute drive to, like, a 2-hour drive there and then back. So that's also going to be cute.
Yeah. That's so exciting. Are you going to go out this weekend or not? Do you have plans?
We're going to do something with my work on Friday night. A couple of beveraginos in the local.
Yep.
That's it, really, I think. I feel like I need to get sorted.
Yeah, I would say going out, you know.
I don't think I should go out.
Combo,
yeah.
Saturday night would just be...
I don't think I should go out Saturday.
I'm not smart.
And I won't be going out Sunday.
Random.
So yeah, no, I'm good.
On my way here, these boys were beeping at me on the motorway, so this a work ute, B something G civil, like build civil, whatever that means. What's the machine that picks up dirt and throws it? I've got tractor in my head, but it's not. Picks up dirt, you sit there and go, the yellow.
Like a digger?
A digger.
Oh, thank God.
You know, when the word's so simple, you don't know it.
Yeah, but I thought,
so it's got a yellow digger on the side, and it's just like a civil something company.
Yeah.
So I'm on the motorway, kind of like driving through the Shore motorway, and I'm on a little Demio. I know that a few people do know my Demio,
know you by your
friends,
Demio.
Not randoms. So there's this white ute coming up, and they beeped as they were like right next to me or just behind me. So they'd seen me.
They know you.
And then not the driver, because they were to my left. The driver wasn't waving at me, but the passenger was out like this and waving at me, but their windows were up. So and he had sunglasses on. I thought, is that my brother? And I literally went like this, like, I don't know, sorry. And then I kept on driving. And then, you know, it was traffic, so we kept freaking coming up next to each other. And they'd beep again, beep, beep, and then wave out. And I was like, I just have absolutely no idea who you are.
Oh.
So then I thought about it. And I figured if they did actually know me, because I wasn't giving anything back. I was just looking at them like, I'm so confused. If they did know me, they would have messaged me and said, it was me.
That was me. You didn't.
So I think they were just fucking with me.
Oh, little shits.
Because, like, sometimes you do that, like beep beep, just wait for people on the street to be stupid.
We do that sometimes, usually when we're hungover.
Yes, just to freak the driver out, you know? Yeah. So, I think that's what happened, but I was like,
did
guys.
They take a liking to the lady that they
maybe
were
seeing? Maybe they saw the lady in blue, blue Demio, and they thought, wow.
Happened to me the other day, I pulled into, this is just so awkward, and like, I felt like it would happen to me. In the middle of the day, I'm in working gears, you know, so I'm looking gross, and I pulled into like the Briscoe's car park, and this truck came up behind me, and I was like, well, you're driving a bit erratic, and they thought I was someone else. So these two boys pulled up next to me really like crazy. I was like, well, boys, relax. And they go beep. It's just great, babe.
Hey, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. Relax.
They beeped. They turned their heads, both of them, looked at me, and put this shocked look on their face.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going, oh, my God. Like, oh, my God, I'm not who they thought. Wait. Oh, my God.
I'm not who you thought I was.
And then I just, like, awkwardly, like, this little smile. Because I didn't really know what was happening. And then they, like, cracked up together and drove off. And I was like, oh, I feel like, oh.
Sorry, yeah, boys. Yeah. That's what you get for being a dick on the road. Yeah. It doesn't work out for anyone.
It's not hot.
It's not hot. Anyway.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah.
So now that we've talked about how we are, we should, you know, to the episode. Okay.
Yeah, look. I feel awkward.
Okay. So we're sitting here with cheese and crackers and a wine. And a bubbles.
To clarify, it's not a wine and a bubbles, it's just You're like a gin.
A wine and a bubbles and a gin and an Aperol. Because
we are celebrating. And also are feeling sad.
Yeah.
Because you and I, Dull. We are breaking up.
We are breaking up. No.
No.
This is going to be the last episode of Nobody Asked. Indefinitely.
What does that word mean, by the way? Not like.
Don't ask me for an actual definition, but it just means like until further notice. Perfect. Like there's no yes or no sort of thing. So cool. It just means like, you know. Yeah. You're going to be blonde indefinitely.
Yeah.
And yes. I'm going to be ginger indefinitely, you know?
Okay.
Thank you. Pretty much. Like, let's just crack into it. Okay. So, we're really, really, really sad about it. And it has been like a long. Well, no, it has not been a long time coming. It's kind of been like
No,
it hasn't been.
Short term coming.
Okay. So, we'll just start. I'll start again. So, pretty much. Ever since we started the podcast, it was always like, wow, we were so proud of ourselves for, like, launching it. And then so proud that we got a guest. And then so proud that, you know, we can go over all of that. But then it was like, each season, it would be like, so cool that we've done this many. Let's do another one.
Mm-hmm.
It was never like, we have to do a certain amount or anything.
No.
And only really up until this season, number five, mm-hmm. it's become quite challenging for us. Which we can go into, but yes, only really in the last few weeks has it sort of been like, fuck, you know, like maybe we should talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
And coming to the decision has been really hard, but it's for the best.
Yeah, we know for right now it's for the best for us.
Yeah.
I feel like we're having a breakup on air. I actually can't really take this seriously right now. Let's just get into the nitty-gritty. Okay. It wasn't the easiest decision, but what we want to do is we want to leave it open.
Yeah.
We don't want to end it and say, like, see ya.
Goodbye That's forever. It done.
We want to keep our Instagram going and as much as we can, and one day soon, you know, like in the near future, maybe at the end of this year, in summer, we feel like we may be keen to
start it back up again.
Start it up. I think the biggest thing for us is we were realizing that life at the moment was getting really hard, timetable wise. Like, we were never, like, you're in uni and I'm obviously going into ear hostessing, which means I'm not going to be around every Tuesday at 4 p.m., you know? And that's when you're free. And then it was like, okay, well, we couldn't really quite figure it out. And then you're obviously in your last year uni, so it's really ramped up for you.
Yeah.
Feeling a little bit stressed. And so, yeah, we just kind of thought, maybe let's just, hey, let's hang out the mics for a bit.
Yeah.
We're hanging them up on the hooks, but we won't put them in
the
boxes.
We're not selling them.
Oh, God, no.
We're not selling them. I could do with the money.
I was going to say, could do
next time we go to record, you find out that I've sold them both. Yeah. No, we're not going to sell the mics. We're going to keep them in the cupboard.
Yeah.
They will collect some dust, though.
Yeah.
But
that's okay.
They will be there at some point when we need them.
Mm. It's like that dress that you don't want to throw out. You're never gonna wear it.
It's like your summer clothes that you put away for winter and you bring them back out.
We're just putting the mics away for a bit.
I've literally just pulled bags out that were winter clothes, old coats and jumpers, and I've put them back on the hook.
Does that feel good? Or does that feel sad?
Well, to be honest, I pulled them out of the bag and I thought that I had cool winter stuff in there. And I think I only have one thing that I like. And the other is my high school Levi's jumper.
Okay. Thank God you picked up a Sunday shirt.
So, yeah. Anyway, I think the idea of ending the podcast altogether is just so freaking sad. Like, yeah. Grace and I both had moments where, like, you know, we've always been very open about talking about it, and that sometimes it can be really hard, which we can go into, but some parts of it, the podcast can be really hard to do and make work. We've always been really open about that with each other, but haven't really had, like, a proper thought about it too much.
No.
Serious convo. And then the convo kind of came up, and then Grace sent me a really lovely voice message and then said to me afterwards that she cried, like, shed a tear after sending me that voice message. And then I was on the phone to my sister afterwards telling her, you know, that we've started talking about this. And then my bottom lip was quivering. It's, like, such a weird thing because, yeah. like... We just sit here talking into this black microphone,
mm-hmm.
but there's so much more that has been part of it and has come from it and than just that, you know? Like,
and it's been a part of us for quite a while, like over a year and a half maybe.
Year and a half, yeah.
And so, like, that's pretty much every week talking about the podcast or every, you know, couple of weeks, and then 50 episodes, this is our 50th, that's a lot more than what I thought we would get to.
Yeah, same.
And like you said before, yeah, we just went by season, and yeah, it kind of just got to a point lately, like you said, and a lot more that goes into it that I thought, like, you know, I was like, oh.
Didn't realise
that, you know, and then all of the, like, marketing, I guess, side of things, like the Instagram, I've now realised that trying to get an Instagram, like, on trend and cool is so much harder than I thought.
And we're just, like, two average Joe Blows. Yeah. Like, there are lots of people we need to thank. But, you know, like, if we didn't have certain people around, like, yeah, we'd just be going off what we thought was right. Mm. And it's quite hard to get... the Instagram following doesn't really matter, but to have an Instagram following helps with your engagement so that you can get responses from people. You know what people like because that's where people tell you what they like. Answers to question boxes that you put up can sometimes be enough to cover an entire episode and then sometimes not if people aren't interested. And, like, it's just this constant, like, you have to be thinking about it 24/7.
On the ball.
Yeah, and, like, know what's going to land well or be able to try and see what's going to land well. And I don't know, you just don't always get it right and... It's not easy. And that part of it, like, is fun. Like, we've had photo shoots and when we put up question boxes and get responses, it's so much fun.
We'd literally get, like, giddy if we got, like, a response.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, people are actually...
And then it got to a point where it'd be, like, we would be getting so many responses from question boxes. And that was, like, wow, people are actually...
Looking, engaging, like, taking the time, which obviously meant the most to us and which we always ask for.
And when it's like that, it's so... fun and easy. Everything's really easy when the engagement's high.
It flows.
Yeah.
We found it flows. But when, yeah, there would definitely be weeks where we would be like...
Oh. Go through a lull.
Yeah, and we'd be like, oh, like, you know, can't be bothered this week. Or, like, we don't know what to say. Like, we don't know what we're going to talk about. Like,
do people even care? Fully, I know you guys do, but, like, you know, you still think, are we alone in this?
We'd fluctuate as well with our plays. You know, we see the amount of plays that we get per episode and it'll go down and it'll go back up. And we'd be like, oh, that episode surprisingly did well and that one surprisingly didn't. Like, it's hard. Yeah, there was no, I don't know, flow, I guess.
Consistency.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, we just do it for, and we always have felt like this is fun. Like, this is for fun.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a job. No one's paying us. Like, we do it all on our own. So, you know, you'd think back to, okay, why are we doing it in the first place? It's fun. And we want to connect with people. And we want people to feel related or connected to us, which is what we've got out of it, for sure. But when life is super busy and you don't have the time to reach out to guests or you're having to edit the podcast the night before because you've only been able to just record, like, that's when the fun kind of goes out of it and it becomes stressful.
More of a chore
than
the fun.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
Because that's what we never wanted it to be. And it's not it's not a chore, but it's just that sometimes it's, like,
felt harder than what it maybe should have been.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that's why we've obviously come to this realization that maybe we just need a break.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. Life's just a bit tricky for us both, you know?
It is. It's hard to...
Yeah. So, should we just... I mean, look.
Let's have a reminisce.
Should we go back to the start, doll?
Yes. Oh my God. Okay, yes.
I mean, I'll never forget when you said to me, let's do a podcast. I was like, get the fuck, no, shush. Like, absolutely not. I remember I remember exactly where we were sitting in your little house. You turned to me, you said, let's do it. I had this thought and I was like, no, get fucked. And then we started to play on, like, what we would name our podcast. Mm. It was, like, name generators on online. And that was all American-based, and they were all very tacky. But we were laughing, being like, imagine.
We were going to do, like, I think we said this on another podcast that we were on. But we were saying, like, maybe something around, which I still like the idea of, but I think the name is tacky. But something around the idea of, like, bestie something. Because remember the word bestie was trending, bestie. And it was like, hey, bestie.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, ooh, that. But it was that whole, like, your two best friend type.
Mm. What vibe. We wanted to try and sell our podcast as.
Yeah.
Like, what you're going to listen to is just two.
Which is what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad we didn't go with that name.
No.
Oh, my God. And then we were sitting at my sister's, and she's been such a huge help with, like, everything. Still to this day, right back to the very beginning.
Yeah.
But coming up with, like, names, and then we were like, well, what's the essence of this? It's that we feel like, you know, often we would say things, or, you know, that our personality is, like, unsolicited advice or, like, saying shit that people are like, fucking when did I ask?
Yeah, fully.
And then we came out with Nobody Asked, and it's like, oh my God, I remember it that moment.
Like, we were like, nobody asked. No, yeah, nobody asked.
And it just clicked.
Yeah, your sister was a big help in that.
Yeah,
we've got a lot to thank her for. But yeah, she really, I think, yeah, I remember us sitting around, we had a laptop, and her fingers were going, yeah. Like, nah, backspace, no, that's not good. No. And then we were like Googling, and we were like, yeah, saying, yeah, she said, why do you want to do the podcast? And I was like, well, I don't know. Like, we just chat constantly. And yeah, we came up with that. And I was like, that fucking, we nailed it.
It's such a good name. And I still am obsessed with it.
Mm.
Like, not to toot our horn, but even when I sometimes on the odd occasion still will say to someone, like, oh, it's called Nobody Asked. They're like, fuck, that's such a good name. And I'm like, I know, because it's so broad and it's allowed us to be so broad.
Yeah.
Which is what we wanted. We're not health and fitness. We're not psychology.
Mm.
So it's like, we can talk about anything.
And our humour in it too. Because nobody, like, asked us. And that's what we always say. Like, who the fuck asked? Like,
and the good thing is, we've had times where people have, like, had something to say.
Oh, yeah.
Or something's rubbed them up the wrong way. Or they've taken something personally. Mm-hmm. Or something like that. And the best part about it is that, like, if that's coming from a place where we just think, sorry, but just, like, nobody asked us to talk, and nobody asked you to listen.
Yeah.
Fully. So please don't,
Because that's what the whole, this could be a whole another episode, doll, that we could keep for another day. But it's like, yeah, if you've got nothing nice to say, don't say it. Don't listen. Don't click on us, you know?
Because our listens are just going up, darling.
Doll, we don't need you.
Yeah.
And, like, you listening to it and ragging us actually got us another place, so thank you.
Yeah.
no, but, yeah, we're only a couple. We haven't had that many. We've had a couple of bad responses, and to be honest, it's been more of a personal attack, so.
It's personal. It's not.
No one's ever come at us.
Sorry, that's what I was trying to say. It's never, if somebody said to me, like, oh, what you said about this particular topic upset me, I would be like,
I'd take it on board.
Oh my God, you know, I'd want to know all about it. But this is just stupid personal stuff. It's just like, shut up, it's laughable. Anyway, it's like nobody asked you to listen. So, yeah, you know?
So don't. Okay.
Well, wait, now we're all like,
fired up.
Now we're all like, confident saying what we like.
Because it's our last episode.
Yeah.
We finally got. I mean, somehow we got our shit together and did a couple of researches and bought some mics. And we recorded an episode. And I also remember this day vividly, always, sitting up in that little top cabin, sweating our butts off.
Oh my God.
Fully hot.
Yeah.
Having a wine to, you know, calm the nerves. And we just could not speak. Like, it took us, I would say, 5 hours of laughing, umming, ahhing.
No, Grace, I think it was 5 hours that we were in there.
I thought it was, yeah.
It was a full working day.
It got dusk. I think that's, well, the thing, that's what we joked about. That was a full working day.
Yeah. And who's paying us?
And we didn't get paid. And, yeah, we got...
you know, we waited a week. We checked our bank accounts and payroll had not put, like, done the mahi.
Accounts lady did not put any money. We did our trailer, which we nailed. Like,
the trailer was good.
The trailer was good, but that was just us laughing, a couple of lines. We recorded an episode, and I will... I never forget the feeling of going home being like, I feel sick. I don't want to do it. I don't like anything about that. Like, I felt so uncomfortable. Mm. I couldn't, like, you played the episode back and I was squirming in my seat. I remember literally, like, I've never squirmed before. Mm. I never knew what that feeling was. And I was like, turn it off. I can't listen. Like, you're going to have to listen to that later. I can't. Yeah. And then, yeah, I remember feeling like, nah, fuck that. And we didn't put the episode out. That never
aired. We recorded... Again, maybe that day or the day after.
I think it was the day after I said I need to go.
Yeah, and then and I think we relaxed a little bit more into it. But definitely, like, if you listen to the first episode compared to...
Do we still have that? The one that didn't
air? I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think I said delete it.
It might be somewhere, but I doubt it.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, like, we were so trying to be a certain way or just... We were definitely still ourselves, but we were trying to do things the podcast way that we thought you had to have a... I mean, we do have a structure of our episodes, but we thought we had to follow it to a T and
stop, start,
like, I don't know.
Talk a little bit maybe more properly than what we do now.
Yeah, we tried to swear less,
yeah.
Say like and less.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it was a whole thing.
Yeah, and then it got to a point where, for me, I was trying to be so aware of what I was saying that I wasn't actually saying much, or what was coming out was not me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I actually think I might go back and listen to that first episode, and I think I'll fully cringe at myself. But it'll be so different to how we are now. And I think our good friend, who's also helped us a lot in this podcast, he said to us... We sound so much better now.
Mm.
Just even like the season two and up. Just that first season, we were a bit robot-y, a bit like, you know, we weren't really gelling. Like, I don't know, like not gelling, we were, but like
we were just trying to be proper.
Speaking, yeah. And he was even saying like, "Fuck, it sounds so much better now."
Yeah,
yeah.
I was saying to some girlfriends the other weekend, like, because they said, which was so nice, that like we have a really nice flow, and that like we sound like we've got our shit together, but in like a us. As in you're just in the room with us,
yeah.
But also that we know what we're doing, if that makes sense. So I was like, cool, that's exactly what we want. So that's nice. But I think the biggest, not inspiration, but just like reassuring podcast for me has been Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki. Mm. I don't know if you listen, but like they're so themselves and they're so rogue and bogan and like, but still like, yeah, girly. Like they're a nice combo of both that when I listen to them, I think, fuck, so many people listen to them because they are just themselves entirely and they're stupid and they say like rogue shit and that's why people come back. And we've found people say they enjoy more the episodes where we're just like being just embarrassing here or talking, being
like,
idiots.
Yeah, talking shit. Like they love our guest episodes obviously, but they, our feedback is they love us. But I like listening to podcasts where I feel like I'm in the room with them and I'm having a chat.
Mm.
I don't really listen to like... goal setting or like health and fitness or I don't know, I don't really listen to those type of podcasts. Obviously they are for a type of person and that's cool, like if you want to listen to one to aim at something, that's good. But for me, I listen to ones like Happy Hour and stuff that I just feel like I'm in the room, I'm laughing, I can laugh with them. Maybe I'm not listening half the time and it's just like in the background.
You can zone out.
I can zone out. That's the type of podcast that I like listening to. So it's a real compliment, I reckon, for us to get that from people as well. And we've had so many people, well, a few girlies message us that don't know us, which I love. They have found us on the platforms and they're like, fuck, like, you girls are just, like, so, I don't know, nice to listen to.
Relatable. I look out for it every week.
Yeah.
Those are the people, literally, that made this decision really hard.
Yeah.
For me, anyway. Like, be like, you know, it would get really hard coming up with episodes and then I'd be like, oh, but there's this random girl in Hamilton that says she waits every week and I'm like, shit,
they go for runs and like she listens to us and I'm like, oh my god, like we've had a few people message us and even when we don't put them out in the weeks, they're like, oh my god, like,
where's your ex?
We're waiting for you and we're like, oh fuck,
shit.
Like,
people
not
actually...
just our friends listen.
yeah
it's been really hard. And then yeah, the photo shoots, that kind of stuff, we've really, that's something that I think we wanted to put time into because, like I said before, the Instagram side of things, we want it to look appealing and have fun with photos and put out ones that we actually like of ourselves. And so a couple of people to thank for those.
Mm.
We've had two really good friends of ours that are also photographers. Sam, who, yeah, has just been a little angel for us from the beginning, has helped us. He's a photographer and videographer, so he's helped us heaps with the mics and the sound and
like editing. Messages. Yeah, like... Yeah, driving to his house to pick things up.
Yeah, he'll, like, at a drop of a hat help us, so we really thank him. And he took our first photos, and then our girlfriends frickin' have taken some photos for us and ran around town with us, and, like, what about this photo? What about this outfit?
Stand here.
Yeah, they've all been really helpful with that. And then our last photos that we just got, Vian, she is also a photographer and, yeah, has helped us and... just, yeah, really, yeah, gave us makeup.
Because you know what? We don't wake up looking like that.
Nah, doll. Takes a while.
We do not. The photo shoots are just not our thing, but, like, the photos turn out cute, but at the time it's, like, so... Well, it's not awkward, but it's hard.
Who knew photo shoots were hard? Like, I take my hats off the fucking models because...
And the thing is...
it's hard yakka.
When I'm, like, dressed up going out somewhere to an event or something and I'm feeling myself and someone's just... One of the girls has got their iPhone out, I'm, like...
Take a bit.
I'm all ready for it. And I am like, get me in front of that camera. And then the moment it's for this or it's a proper photo with the lights and everything,
it's,
I'm like...
It's the big old lights for me. Like,
it's so awkward.
And like one person standing looking at you and you know you need to like pose and I don't know, you've got to try and look cute. And on a night out I'm fine. But so yeah, she was really helpful, made us feel really comfortable and we wouldn't have the photos that we have without her.
No.
No doll.
Might add a couple of those to my Hinge profile.
Okay, okay.
What do you reckon?
They might say, well, who's that blondie?
Yeah, well, and then I'll say, she's taken, but if you know, she's got a rubber arm.
Hey, no, I'm just kidding. The Benz who's asking.
Just kidding. Oh, so good.
So.
Wait, are there any, like, other throwback to the start memories that you can think of?
I feel like it's, for me, just been... If people knew where we recorded the and like the conditions, like as in we would be sweaty messes, and I don't really sweat that much, but I became this sweaty gal in these recordings.
In summertime, it would be like we'd record in the cabin that I was living in, and we couldn't open the windows because there'd be so many birds outside that they would be intruding on our
episode,
on the audio, and so we'd have to be like, "Hey, ready? Go shut the window now," and then it would be like for an hour and a bit. Sweating, we'd be looking at each other like dripping down our foreheads, and then we'd open it and be like, "Oh,
yeah." It would be like, yeah, a room literally the size of your bed, basically. Yeah, those. I think just like the last minute recordings that we would do, we were very.
Last minute. Last minute the entire time. Yeah. But like that's just
you would have
like
thought by season four we would nail it, but we really didn't. But it was us.
Yeah,
it made us.
And like so much fun. Every single time, like, even though there are stressful parts to it or parts that are niggly or hard, sitting here, when you're sitting here with the microphone, like, we have had so many laughs over the years.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, like, that's been, like, the funnest part is, like, so many laughs that I'm, like, when we're sitting here doing this, it's so worth it.
And, yeah, so for me it was always, like, something to look forward to or, like a... Sometimes it could be like a little counselling session for me, or like, you know.
Yeah, you'd always get something out of it.
Yeah, fully.
And I like the fact that some were really serious and some, like, I would get really excited for, like, the stupid.
Yeah.
Like.
We'd come up with, like, games and I'd be, like, giggling, waiting for it to happen, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And the guests that we've had on, we've talked to some really incredible people.
Yeah.
That, we obviously wouldn't have talked to.
Otherwise, yes. And other people have got to hear from those people that they wouldn't otherwise have heard from, so that's really cool as well.
Going off that, should we say, I mean, like, how many guests we've had? And so we actually got 22 guests on all up.
22 people.
Not fucking bad, though.
Have come on this old nobody asked.
Come into our safe space.
22 people that you didn't ask for?
No.
We gave you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And that's been so much fun. And it's really nice to, like, I don't know, just hear from other people and have different... Some people prefer guests.
Yeah.
And some people prefer just us. So it's good that we've been able to have both.
We've had a good little mixed bag there.
Yeah. Probably our best achievement was Elder Ding from Married at First Sight. Yeah,
thank you, Joel, for coming.
I know, that was a bit of our peak. And then we came back for season 5 and that's when we were struggling, you see?
We were joking, saying we've ended the season on a high. What the fuck are we going to do next season?
And if we had really, like, put in the work and, like, had time and stuff, I'm sure we could have really, like, leveled up from there. Like, well, you know, gotten, used it as, like, getting more and more. But, life has just not allowed us to do that.
When your time comes, it comes, though.
Yeah. So we've been going for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 50 episodes. We've been listened. Our episodes have been played in 51 countries.
I am just stoked about
that. It's crazy, eh?
I thought we were just cruising New Zealand.
Yeah. 51 countries. Like, we're talking, like...
I can't lie. I don't know half
French
of them.
Polynesia, like, Uganda.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's where country, but so many, like, it's so ridiculous. And then you can go into the country and see which part of it, like, what city. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if these people are even listening to it and then thinking, what the heck is that, and turning it off. But regardless, they've still clicked on us.
Yeah, that's freaking crazy.
So that's cool.
And then in total, well, we've had over 11,000 plays on our episodes. So, yeah, that's freaking wow.
A lot.
Yeah, that's a lot for us. Job. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just super proud of us still.
Same.
And that we just,
Shall we thank some people?
Yeah.
Maybe we run through it quick. Because, like, you know, when you're at an event and then they want to thank all these people and you're like, I don't really care.
You're sitting there
thinking, who is that person?
Who cares?
So we'll make it really quick.
Yeah.
Okay. My sister, thank you for all of her, like we said, her ideas, her marketing help, coming up with the name, Instagram, literally everything from start to finish. Like, she's just always been there as helping us.
And such a loyal hoe. Like, she listens every Thursday and lets us know every week how they were.
Yeah.
Feedback, feed forward, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And her and her partner for letting us record at their place, like, moving shit out of their garret, like, their cabin, for us to sit in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'd be done recording, and then we'd come into their house at, like, 9 p.m. on a Thursday night, Tuesday night.
Hi. Sometimes we'd have dinner, like, waiting.
Yeah, they'd have it. Yeah. So thank you so much to them.
Yes, thank you, Dolls. All our friends and family. We've had so much support, so much hype, the sharing on the socials. Feedback, feed forward, like I said, we've just had so much support from all of our friends and family.
People who we don't even know, who who would message us every week, or even just people that we do know. A couple of people just, like, every single week would tell us something they loved about it, or even, like, give their feedback or something like that, which is really, like, you don't even understand how much that means, or even those who don't message but still listen every single week.
Yeah. Like I said before, Sam, Vian, our girlfriend is taking photos of us. Sam, like I said before, you helped us so much on the tech side. Ruby, our really good friend Ruby, did our hair and makeup one time and made us look bomb.
Better than we ever could.
Yes.
And then, like, obviously, all of our guests.
Yes.
Like... Some of them are really busy, like, successful people who took the time, you know, without being paid, like, took the time to make it work, to come on our podcast, which is just, like, it's just been so amazing for us to have them on.
Mm. And also Dylan, my partner, and also Logan, Elisa's ex-partner, there's been a lot of times where we've made them, like, scram out of their room so we can record, or, I don't know, late night, us talking to each other and now sitting next to us being like, shut the fuck up, like, I want to go to sleep. They supported us and helped us through it all as well, especially,
or maybe
the
times we've exposed them. Like talk about them and don't, you know, within reason, but just, like, check the episode out, and they're probably like,
and they don't even know,
can you not tell
on.
People about, like, my farts or my, you know,
for sure.
And then all the other podcasters in New Zealand that we follow on Instagram, like, it's just such a welcoming, nice community. Everyone follows each other. Everyone follows each other back.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, like, you know, you kind of comment, like, each other's things. And I feel like it's nice to where I don't feel in, well, I don't feel at all. I haven't felt at all that it's been competitive in any way. Everyone's really, like, hypes each, at least a few of them, hype each other so up.
Supportive of each other. Like, no one's looking at each other's followers being like, oh, they've got more than me. Like,
and we're all small, from what I've gathered of all the people that New Zealand podcasters that we follow. We're all just average people from the street.
Yeah.
So we're all kind of working from the bottom.
Yeah.
And so it's different when you've got a following or you're famous or something like that. So I think we all know how much it means to support each other.
Yeah.
With little likes or
something like that. It's a nice little community. And there's been a couple of people that have helped us through messages with, like, editing or, like, what should we do here? And I've, like, replied with voice messages and helped us. And they didn't need to do that. But, you know, we don't even know each other. But,
And also thanks to the, like, few little collabs that we've had.
Yeah.
We've
had a few good ones.
Little ones that have, like, wanted to, you know, work with us. And the latest one is Treat & Co. Business, which do, like, homeware-y, sort of kitchen-y, pantry, drink bottles, salt and pepper, you know, all those types of things. Mm-hmm. And organizational sort of stuff. And we did a giveaway with her. So we've got that. I mean, if you're listening and it's Thursday morning right now, the winner will be announced tonight.
Yeah. So go and like it. Tag your friends.
Our post is up on our Instagram, but anyway.
And it's so cool, like, small businesses reaching out to us, vice versa, doing little giveaways. That was quite fun. It's our first little giveaway. That was quite fun.
Yes, right as we're finishing.
Yeah.
Pardon me. But yeah. I mean, there's probably tons of other people to thank, but I guess just in general, thank you to everyone for just being there for us.
Yeah, and listening. Like, we wouldn't have carried on. Like, every season, we'd always be like, oh, should we carry on? And
we come back each season, and the plays will be the same.
Yeah, we go away for sometimes, like, 2-4 weeks, and over the summer, we had a good old break, and people still came back and listened, and, yeah, we keep getting shocked, I feel, by all the plays that we
Even
get.
Now, it's like, we still have such a nice... impressive for us amount of plays that seems really sad to just leave, but yeah, I guess you gotta
do what you gotta do, Joel. But
life gets in the way sometimes, doesn't it?
It does, but we are gonna come back maybe as new people
at some point, and we just want to say, like, please don't unfollow us, like, tomorrow.
Just leave it for a bit. Leave it pending.
Come on, or else we're going to be so sad.
Yeah, we'll post some things here and there. Maybe a couple little updates.
And I reckon maybe, like, something might happen in our lives and we might be like, oh, let's record an episode with a catch-up or something like that. And we could put it out as a bonus, or we could wait until we decide to do another season. I don't know.
Yeah.
But please just don't leave us or think we don't exist, because it's just like a ciao for now. It's not like a see ya, this is over.
A goodbye.
Yeah.
I don't like goodbyes.
No.
We're not going to have them.
We're not going to do a goodbye. We're just going to say, probably see you soon, but we just can't tell you when because we don't know.
Yeah, so don't come at us.
Yeah, we've got to focus on... we're now focusing on our studies and career era.
Yeah. We're new girl era, podcast pending.
Yes. Podcast on pause.
On pause. We've just paused it, dolls.
We've paused it.
Okay.
Just like you pause an episode when you...
need to run out for a week.
When you're going through the drive-thru.
That's it, dolls.
You know?
Yeah.
So just, you know.
Okay.
All
right.
Do we have any final words? Stay safe out there.
Yeah. Keep drinking the wine for us.
Yeah.
Keep those...
Oh, we'll keep drinking it for you.
We will keep drinking it. Just have fun, kids. No, I'm joking.
Find another podcast in the meantime that makes you feel good, but just please don't forget about us.
Don't cheat on us. That's not nice. Don't cheat. Never cheat, kids. Okay, doll. Well, what do you reckon?
Should we do one more cheers? Fuck, I felt so sad driving here because, like, I was listening, I'm always listening to podcasts, and I was listening to another, you know, I've been listening to quite a few girls' ones, like, best friendly ones lately, and I'm like...
Yeah, it's quite heavy.
It's making me really sad because it's like, shit, that could have been us. We could have talked about that.
I know.
And it's like, well...
You can't think like that.
No.
We're here and we've done a bloody good job.
We have.
All right, okay, let's cheers. Stop the shit because I might cry. All right. Love you, doll.
I love you so much.
Ciao for now.
Love you guys. Ciao.